turn it in. Okay. Eric, it's Rick Spielman.
How you doing?
You ready? Yeah, you ready to be a Minnesota Viking?
Yes, sir.
You know, every year there, you talk about having a top heavy or a lot of first round picks, or maybe there's more value and more quality through those mid rounds. A lot of it depends on the position changes every year. Like this year, I know everybody has talked about how deep it is at running back and safety, where in past years it hasn't been. So that's always a new face every year on depending on what players come out. But I know this year we're very excited about how our board developed and the quality of players that we're going to be looking at in the second and with our two, third, and fourth round picks. And we expect those picks in that area to come in and be contributors for our ball club next year.
Oftentimes you have a guy who's sticking up way, you know, high on your draft board, and just because you have another guy at his position, I don't think you ever pass up first round talent to go get another guy just because of position of need.
Hey, ready to be a Minnesota Viking?
Yes, sir.
Hey, sack! That's another sack for Danielle Hunter!
So I'd say to the fans, be patient and let it play out.
The roster building process never ends. I mean, Sam Bradford came in 8 days before the season started.
Main man Sam is that quarterback. Sam Bradford having maybe the best season of his career.
On the brink of an NFL record for completion percentage, he has had a tremendous year.
I'm very excited that we have Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford did a tremendous job for us last year. And I think he's even going to be better this year with a full season and a full off season under our belt.
You look at a football team, no first round pick from the Sam Bradford trade, although he played quite well for this football team.
So we're looking at it as Sam Bradford was our number one pick this year. Nothing will change. I mean, we're not going to have a pick as of today, but we'll still, you know, evaluate how the board comes off. We're evaluating on, you know, how we stack that board. Do we see the player the same way? We surprised this player, went in the first round or didn't go in the first round. And then after that first round, it really helps us as far as game planning and honing in on what we have to do on Friday.
There's a lot of conversation, you know, if we're in this position, what do we do here? There's a lot of group study in terms of watching film together. We'll grab, you know, guys that are in that position, kind of in the same group, and we'll watch them back to back together, and that's helpful. At this time of the year, you're really just kind of finalizing, you know, what you think on guys, not necessarily changing your opinion, but you're watching guys, and you're watching them in a more concentrated effort. And so, I mean, I enjoy this. This is, to me, the most fun part.